Number 16. This telescope is a refracting telescope because F, the image star is reversed before it gets to the eye. G, the light rays entering the telescope are reflected to the eye. H, the image star is magnified by the lens. J, the lenses focus the light rays by bending them. Number 16, this telescope is a refracting telescope because F, the image star is reversed before it gets to the eye. G, the light rays entering the telescope are reflected to the eye. H, the image star is magnified by the lenses. J, the lenses focus the light rays by bending them. Number 17, which image best illustrates the reflection of light waves? Which image best illustrates the reflection of light waves? Number 18, when walking through a parking lot, Sam notices that light rays pass through some objects, are absorbed by some objects, and bounce off some objects. When light rays bounce off an object, they are F, refracted, G, retracted, H, reflected, J, reabsorbed. When walking through a parking lot, Sam notices that light rays pass through some objects, are absorbed by some objects, and bounce off some objects. When light rays bounce off an object, they are F, refracted, G, retracted, H, reflected, J, reabsorbed. Number 19, a student observes that the craters on the moon are different sizes. The student designs an experiment to study the formation of craters. The materials for the experiment are marbles and a pan of flour. The student makes a hypothesis that the size of the craters made on the surface of the flour will depend on the height from which the marble is dropped. Some of the steps in the student's experiment are described below. 1. Fill a round pan with flour. 2. Smooth out the flour in the pan. 3. 4. For each trial, measure the size of the crater formed and then smooth out the flour again. Which of these is most likely step 3 in the student's experiment? A. Drop the same marble from different heights into the pan of flour. B. Drop marbles of different masses from the same height into the pan of flour. C. Drop marbles of different sizes from different heights into the pan of flour. D. Drop a single marble one time into the pan of flour. A student observes that the craters on the moon are different sizes. The student designs an experiment to study the formation of craters. The materials for the experiment are marbles and a pan of flour. The student makes a hypothesis that the size of the craters made on the surface of the flour will depend on the height from which the marble is dropped. Some of the steps in the student experiment are described below. 1. Fill a round pan with flour. 2. Smooth out the flour in the pan. 3. 4. For each trial, measure the size of the crater formed and then smooth out the flour again. Which of these is most likely step 3 in the student's experiment? A. Drop the same marble from different heights into the pan of flour. B. Drop marbles of different masses from the same height into the pan of flour. C. Drop marbles of different sizes from different heights into the pan of flour. D. Drop a single marble one time into the pan of flour. Number 20. Students drop the same heavy ball onto identical blocks of soft clay from different heights. For each height, they measure the depth of the dent the ball makes in the clay. Why is the depth of the dent different in each trial? F. The size of the ball changes. G. The material of the ball changes. H. The mass of the ball when it hits the clay changes. J. The force of the ball when it hits the clay changes. Students drop the same heavy ball onto identical blocks of soft clay from different heights. For each height, they measure the depth of the dent the ball makes in the clay. Students drop the same heavy ball onto identical blocks of soft clay from different heights. For each height, they measure the depth of the dent the ball makes in the clay. Why is the depth of the dent different in each trial? F. The size of the ball changes. G. The material of the ball changes. H. The mass of the ball when it hits the clay changes. J, the force of the ball when it hits the clay changes.